All right, I'm looking at the calendar here, getting things squared up for where we go from here. As I mentioned, February 22nd, the Nevada caucus. February 29th, South Carolina. And then Super Tuesday comes on March 3rd. And you've got, what, about 14 primaries that day. Big primaries, Texas, California. Then you've got Colorado in there, Minnesota. So these are some important primaries coming up on Super Tuesday. Minnesota, of course, Klobuchar country. And then a week after that, you've got half a dozen primaries in Michigan, Washington, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, North Dakota. So you've got two big Tuesdays in a row. And by the time we get to the morning of the 11th of March, we should have a better picture on where we are in this race. Right now, Pete Buttigieg has more delegates than Bernie Sanders. They split last night. Bernie got 26% of the vote. The mayor, 24. Amy Klobuchar, 20. And the way it broke down, Sanders and Buttigieg both got 9 delegates. And Klobuchar, 6. So she's on the board and moving. And you know, we'll keep an eye on it for you. The Department of Justice, a bit surprising yesterday, what I would call a fairly unprecedented move, scaling back the recommendation to what DOJ officials called extreme sentencing recommendations to Judge Amy Berman Jackson in the case of Roger Stone. Stone, who was a first-time offender, by the way, charged with witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other things. They had recommended several years in prison, between 87 and 108 months, but the department was shocked to see the sentencing recommendations in the filing in the Stone case. According to officials speaking to Fox News, the sentencing recommendation was not what had been briefed to the department. And so when they came out, the four of the lawyers, four of the U.S. attorneys working on the case resigned from the case. Okay, at least one of those was one of the lead attorneys on the Mueller investigation. Think about that conflict of interest. One of the lead attorneys prosecuting Roger Stone was on the Mueller investigation, which means they were deep in that deal as well. And maybe that precipitated the need to really give it to Roger Stone. Be that as it may, it's being pulled back. And now Nancy Pelosi calling for an investigation. Of course she is. Because Donald Trump had said this sentencing is harsh. It's over the top. But he made that comment, that tweet, after the DOJ had already made its decision to pull back that sentencing recommendation. At least that's what they say. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, I want to catch up with Michael Bloomberg and his comments, because if you missed it yesterday, some old tapes have surfaced, and Bloomberg tried to bury these tapes. They happened at a place called the Aspen Institute back in 2015, and his attorneys took it to court so they could bury the videotape of him speaking. And they asked the Aspen Institute not to distribute the footage where the three-term New York City mayor made pointed comments concerning minorities, gun control, and a whole lot more. They took it to court, but an audio tape leaked out. And if you didn't hear it yesterday, I want you to hear it now, because then there's some new tape that has come after that. But let's start with bite number two. It's a little bit muddy, but you can hear it for the most part, talking about minorities, stop and frisk, gun control, all of it. Bite number two. Go.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York, it's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that get killed. So you've got to, if you want to spend the money, put a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in the minority neighborhood. So this is one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and
So let's jump in right there. It's important. 95% of your murderers and murder victims fit one MO, claimed the mayor. You can just take that description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. Not going to go over well. Not to mention, not even close in the statistics. 45% of all murders involve white killers or white victims. Now, is it disproportionately higher in the minority community? Apparently it is. But 95%? No, that's a gross exaggeration. And it's basically saying that blacks and Hispanics are responsible for pretty much all the murders in America, which is completely grossly inaccurate and well, frankly, racist. To suggest that 95% of all murders and murderers are black or Hispanic does a huge disservice to those communities. And by the way, that's not all. Let me play this for you. This just came out yesterday, bite number one. More comments from Bloomberg. Apparently, he really thought that stop and frisk was a great idea for a variety of reasons. Bite one, go.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
We stop whites too much and minorities too little. How do you think that's going to play in a television commercial? How are the Democrats going to embrace that little gem? And then again, this is all the last handful of years, the Aspen Institute comments happening 5 years ago, just less than 5 years ago. The comment on the radio there, even more recent. Even more recent, we stop too many white people and not enough minorities. Again, he's toast. Trouble for Bloomberg. 52 after on a Wednesday. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.